All right, it's my pleasure to welcome Brand Jobe here into the Media Center. Rounds of 70, 69, and then today an 8-under 62 in the third round, 33-29 for that 8-under 62, which ties the lowest score in U.S. Senior Open history. Brand, great day. Can you talk a little bit about how on moving day, you felt maybe there was a little bit of a sense of urgency to get things going today?
I played solid the first 2 days. I just didn't give myself a lot of opportunities. I played with Fred Couples and Jay Haas, and Jay and I kind of watched Fred play. Made a few pars and threw in a birdie here and there. But today my mindset was to be a little bit more aggressive. I think I was being too conservative to the pin, flying at 5 short. So today it was like I'm going to fly at 2 or 3 short. And I gave myself more opportunities. Played the par threes very well, birdied all of them, which that always, twos don't add up as fast as threes. But overall, good day. Obviously, I got out before the wind really picked up, so that helped. Breezy on the back nine. But, just kind of had a game plan today and rolled in some putts. I haven't made any putts this week, so that was kind of fun.
Yeah, great day. 13 out of 14 fairways, 16 of 18 greens, and 26 putts. If we could just go through your card and tell us the approach shots you hit in, the length of putts for your birdies. Started off a couple pars and then a birdie on the par three third.
I think it was about 208 yards. I hit a 5-iron about 12 feet short of the hole right uphill and made that.
So I think that was probably, the fifth hole three, the shorter par three, the third hole, 140 yards.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a good story. I hit a pitching wedge there and blocked it out to the right. Horrible shot. Kind of upset the whole way down there. Probably had a 40-50 footer and made it. So that was kind of got things going, which was kind of nice. And then I went to the next par three, and five? I hit a 5-iron just short, yeah.
Birdie that one, and then the sixth hole, the par five.
Sixth hole, I hit 3-wood, 2-iron in the right bunker, which actually is a very good place to be. You just kind of get it out and it goes to the hole. I knocked it up about a foot.
And then you bogeyed 8, so you turned in 33, par 10 and 11, but then really got it going with a run of 5 straight birdies starting at the 12th hole.
Yeah, I got to remember what the 12th hole is right now.
Another par 3.
Oh, okay. Par 3 is 168 yards. The wind was starting to pick up a little bit. I hit a 9-iron to about 5 feet.
And then 13, the par 4?
13, I hit a 3-wood and a sand wedge to about 10 feet.
And then you got the other par 5 as well, the 14th.
Mm-hmm. I hit driver 3-wood. It's been an iron in there, but that's where you started noticing the wind. I had driver 3-wood, and I've hit 3 and 4-iron in there the last 2 days. So driver 3-wood just right of the green, chipped it up, and made about a 15-footer.
And then 15, the par 3.
15, the par 3. I hit a 5-iron to about 12 feet just right of the hole, made that.
And then 16, par 4.
16 was a 3-wood sand wedge to about 15 feet right below the hole.
And made a nice par in 17, and then 18, middle of the fairway, and
18,
not too close.
Right, 18 was a driver. I hit an 8-iron from, 154, so now the wind, started it way out to the right and just watched it come in to about 4 feet right below the hole. Couldn't have been better and tap that in.
Were you thinking about that, the chance of shooting a 62, and, that is the record in USGA Open Championships, or were you just focused on the task ahead?
No, see, luckily, I didn't know that was the case, so that's a good thing. I'm out there obviously trying to play catch-up, so just trying to go as low as you can, on a Saturday, add them up. Those guys got a lot of holes to play and a lot can happen, so just trying to make as many birdies as you can on Saturday.
And who are the kids you came in with?
I got my kids here. They haven't been out here in quite some time, so I'm going to bring them through. They might want to get in the intermediate here down the road, so I brought them out to see all this. All no? Right. Everyone said don't do it?
Very good. Well, let's open up some questions. If you can raise your hand, we'll have a microphone come around. We'll start over here in the front right.
Did you have any idea that you would, or thought of getting back into the tournament with a chance to win it after entering today?
No, I don't think so. I wasn't thinking that. I had played okay the first 2 days. I really scored poorly. So I kind of thought, boy, if you go out there and shoot 4 or 5 under, and then another 4 and 5 under, you can get yourself a top 10, top 5 finish. That was possible. And I still think, today there'll be somebody that goes out and plays well. You know, I watched Kenny Perry finish yesterday, and there'll be somebody that goes out there and starts tearing it up. It just happens every week. So I got close, and we'll see where we're at tomorrow.
Other questions for Brent? We'll go to Gary right here in front, other side.
I'm not looking to have you become an apologist for Salem Country Club, but as you can imagine, the local forces are a little bit depressed today with how you players have been assaulting this golf course, and you're now leading the charge here in the third round. What can you share for your impressions of this golf course in the perspective of the beating they've been taking at the hands of you players after almost three full days?
Well, I mean, you know, unfortunately for the golf course, they've gotten a lot of rain. I think that if yesterday afternoon you started seeing it get a little firm, a little bounce, if they got this golf course firmer, you would not see these scores. It just wouldn't happen because it'd be too hard. We'd all be playing so afraid of hitting it over the green. It would just be extremely difficult. So really, unfortunately, I guess, for the golf course or the membership, they didn't get the conditions they would have liked. We got great scoring conditions, which is soft greens. And when you give these guys as good as they are soft greens, they shoot low scores.
As a follow-up, back in 2001, the greens were the absolute terror for the players. Winning score was even par, and the players were extremely frustrated with the greens throughout those 4 days. That is obviously not the case here. Your explanation for that?
You know, I'll tell you, I will say this, and I hope no one... I'm surprised they're not a little faster. And I think the speed, I'm sure back then... they got them a little quicker. If you got these greens just a little bit quicker, it would really put a little bit more scare into us. But I think probably back then, too, if you had a little bounce, a little firmness with a little speed, we'd be playing defense on every single hole, even when you had a wedge in your hand. And I've done Ross course, I think, at Pinehurst when I played the Open there, standing in the middle of the fairway with the sandwich wondering how I'm going to hit the green because it got so firm. So I think that's the only thing they're missing, and unfortunately the weather hasn't cooperated for them.
Let's go to Shed right here in the middle.
Brent, given that you think that there's any way possible with the precipitation they had yesterday that they could maybe get it a little firmer tomorrow, make it a little more challenging? I mean, you can't control
right.
the weather. But
You can't predict. You know, if it doesn't rain, you know, tonight, and I don't know what the forecast is. Yeah, I know, and that seems like they've had that every single day, but... If it doesn't rain, I think you'll see a little bit more bounce in them. But, you know, the scores weren't as low yesterday, and I think that they started getting a little firmer, and you start seeing that.
Do you? This will probably depend on exactly what happens the rest of the afternoon, but will you now go out with a similar mindset of 4 or 5 under would be okay, or do you think you have to be even more aggressive to get yourself to the front?
Well, I think now... You know, obviously kind of getting back in things, I'll see where they're finished. I mean, see how many back I am at the end of today. And, I mean, obviously you get 5, 6 back, you got to go. You know, if you're 2 or 3, you still know you're going to have to shoot a great round. So I know for me to have any chance, I got to have another great round tomorrow.
Over here on the left, Jeff.
Brian, I remember you came in the media room at Riviera a few years ago when you got on the board, and you talked about how harrowing it was when you had your hand injury. I mean, how blessed do you feel just to have a career these days, given what you went through?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've had a lot of injuries. That kind of plagued me. Freak injuries. You know, I've shattered my hamate bone twice, you know, out for 2 years. You know, cut my fingers off with a broom, out for 3 years. You know, and all that time you try and play, and it you know, you don't play good. You pick up bad habits and you play worse, and then it just gets more frustrating. So, you know, I don't know what my tour career was, maybe 14 years, but I probably spent 7 of them hurt, and that was frustrating.
And secondly, what kind of momentum did you pull out of winning recently, and do you still pull something from that this week?
You know, I think like anything, winning that tournament was more of a relief. You work so hard and you try and win. And the ultimate goal is to win golf tournaments. That's how everybody measures you. You know, you can have a great career and pile up some money, but at the end of the day, what did you win? So that was obviously nice, obviously a relief, obviously telling me the things I'm doing are good enough to win. So just, you know, stay down that same path and keep giving yourself opportunities.
Other questions for Brent? Dave, back to you.
I'm just curious if you can put into words how much fun it is to shoot 62. Yeah.
Well,
can you give a good explanation for the euphoria of it, the enjoyment of it.
I think like any, when you're playing a course like this or a USGA set up, US Open, whether it's the Open or the Senior Open, whatever it is, a major, you don't get to really enjoy what you've done until you're done. Because it's a grind, and you know, it's, you're one swing away, one mistake away from making a double or a triple, and that no different on this golf course. And like I said, the fairways have gotten wider because it's a little softer, you're not getting the bounce. So but you know, I think today when I get done and I get away from here, I'll go, all right, that was a pretty cool round, let's do it again.
Any other questions for Brent? All right, start of the day tied for 29th, currently in the top five. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, might I just do a couple of questions up here with our website? Sure. Thank you.